What about the reaction, the negative reaction that can sometimes happen when you're a drag queen?
There can be positive in the negative reactions.
Okay.
For example, once there's a television station in Perth called WTV, and I used to do their gig guide for a show called Friday Night Live. One night, we're out there on Northbridge filming on James Street, and these two old yobbo blokes walk past. One of them keeps walking on, just sort of trying not to make eye contact, and the other one just stared. He stopped and stared, and he couldn't stop staring, and he just said to me, "Why? Like, why? Why would you do this?" And I just smiled and nodded and did my thing, you know, because I was there for the camera. So there's a lot of negative things, but you just draw the positive bits out of it. Have a giggle, have a laugh, don't take it to heart.
How would you answer that question, why?
Because, darling, it's fabulous.
Christina, would you answer it in the same way? When somebody says to you, if there are people who are thinking, why do you, as a bloke, want to get dressed as this fabulous queen with beautiful diamante earrings that you're doing at the moment and incredible wigs and incredible facial makeup, beautiful eye makeup, why?
Well, in Sydney, people usually say things like that because they want to have their friends look at them and, you know, they want to look good in front of their friends and cause a stir and stuff like that. So I'm not sure what it's like in other states, but usually I just say something back to them which shuts them down and makes them look stupid. So I'm not sure if I can say most of the things that I usually do say to them on the radio, but...
Do you kind of think it's my choice? I can actually, you know, deep down inside, is the reason because it makes you feel good?
Well, yeah, it's right. I suppose it's the same kind of thing as if, like, why did you choose to wear a pair of jeans today? Why did you choose to put blue shoes on instead of green shoes on? It's just the career that you choose to pick, and that's what it is for me.
You know what I love to tell people is the fact that it's a persona. It's as if an actor, for example, I always say Jack Nicholson in The Shining does not go home after performing on set and try and slaughter his family with an axe. You know, we are exactly the same. We live our lives as men, as friendly as we are, and then we go out onto town, we frock up, we become that woman, that persona, that celebrity or diva, and we just, for that moment, we shine.